Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Today we have a crazy entitled family story that is way too concerned about who OP sleeps with. We'll get into that in a bit, but first, Mom got scammed again, and now I'm done. I've posted here before, so maybe this is an update of sorts. My 68-year-old mother is losing her mind, has been for a while now. We knew she had been conversing with several people online for over a year, most of which claimed to be famous men and all of which needed money for various things. We'd been telling her since December that she was being scammed, tried involving DHR and the agency who helps protect seniors, all falling on deaf ears. Courts won't do anything without a medical diagnosis, neurologist appointments take months, so we're just stuck trying to keep her from self-destructing until then. End of February, she finally admits she needs help. Actually, she called my brother and said she was broke and he needed to fix it, but we'll say that that was asking for help. Per the bank, her home was a few hours from going into foreclosure on the day we got the call from her, and her utilities were turned off the very next week. She has over $100,000 in credit card debt, most of it from sending these men pictures of every single credit card she has. She also gave them all of her bank account information and sent at least $30,000 in cash via Bitcoin ATMs or prepaid gift cards. I'm not sure I'll ever know exactly what she spent on them, but I do know she owes $7,000 in taxes this year from all the withdrawals she made to her retirement, which she freely admits she sent to these men. She also still swears every one of them are actually all the celebrities they claim to be, and still truly believes one of them is the love of her life. My brother and I told her the only way we'd help is if she gave us power of attorney, which she did. We then caught up her house payments and reconnected the utilities. I've been going through her bills as I pay all of them and trying to help her budget, including finding her cheaper internet, TV, and cell phone plans, so she'll be able to pay her own bills going forward on her fixed income. She has been beyond nasty to me every step of the way, telling me what a disappointment I am and she wishes I was never born. There have been suicide threats, to which she laughed in my face and told the police she would never do anything that dramatic. She calls me almost daily and tells me she fell, only for myself or the ambulance to rush over and have her admit she wasn't actually hurt, but was hoping a trip to the ER would get her pain meds. I took her phone, created a new Apple ID, and had it set so she couldn't text or call anyone not saved in her contacts, and she can't add people or numbers or apps without my approval. Only thing short of changing her number I could do to stop her contact with these scammers. She adamantly refused to change the number because she's had that one for 30 plus years, but she's still been getting hundreds of texts from 6-digit numbers. I'm guessing because she responded to them in the past so they were able to get around the block. I've told her 1,000 times not to even open them, delete them, or send them to junk. She had hip replacement surgery this past week. While in the hospital, she received a text telling her she won a free oxygen machine. Call this number to claim your prize. She texts me and tells me she needs to add this number to her phone because it's a home health medical equipment company and she wants to talk to them about Life Alert, so I add their number. She calls and they tell her she just needs to give them her bank account information to cover the shipping, and she gives it to them. Then she calls to crow about her winnings. I call the same number, and what do you know? I'm also an instant winner if I will just give them my bank account information. Hit zero to speak with a person, and now I've won a free year of DirecTV. Hit zero again, and now I've won a free year of pest control from Terminix if I just enter my bank account info. So, a total scam that my mother has again fallen for while laying in her hospital bed recovering from surgery. Like the last 2 months didn't happen. Like she has learned nothing from this whole experience. She does not even need an oxygen machine, but decided that since her parents had breathing issues at the end of their lives, and because it was free, this opportunity was too good to pass up in case she needs one later. She tells me to just call them back and cancel, because I'm sure the kind phone scammers will totally forget your bank account if I just ask nicely. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, she's been showing signs of progressive dementia, and is at moderate slash moderately severe cognitive decline on the staging models. So I get it. This is the new normal for her. She no longer possesses the mental capacity to understand real from fake, and she'll continue to fall for stuff like this as long as she's alive, and I can't do anything to stop it. I can just crawl along behind her and try to fix it while hoping she shows up to the neuro in May so I can get the courts to intervene. She will always be a danger to herself and her own well-being, with the added bonus of being awful to me every step of the way. So I've decided I'm done trying to save her from herself. I'm opening another new bank account for her tomorrow and putting what little money she still has in it. I've turned off all the automatic payments that have been coming out of my account and will be turning off all of the parental controls I had established on her electronics. Then I'm telling her good luck, don't call me when you're on fire again, and then I'm blocking her on my phone. My brother and I believe she'll be in a mess again by the 4th of July. Her problem, not ours. I've had a heart issue for 2 years now, inappropriate sinus tachycardia that isn't responding to medications. Both of my cardiologists have told me that stress is exacerbating my condition. I've lost 25 pounds over the last 3 months, which I'm also chalking up to stress. I literally cannot explain the peace I feel in my soul tonight, knowing that I've done everything I could for this woman, and now I just get to be done tomorrow. It's complicated and sad and frustrating, because oh how I've tried to help her and I know how this will end, but it's also so very calming to know that I'm done. I'm free. I feel for OP. If I were in their shoes, I'd feel terrible. There's always just something innate about people who get scammed and fall for these scams routinely when they're thinking, oh, there's going to be some free item I'm getting, that just tugs on my heartstrings. It tugs a little less when they just keep falling for it, but at that point, it just makes me worried that they have something going on mentally in which they cannot learn from their mistakes. Like, surely some normal, rational human being that still has full cognitive ability, they might make a mistake like that once, maybe twice. But surely a fully cognitive person is not going to keep making that same mistake over and over and over and over again. Fairy Kitty wrote, I read your post. Holy crap, she is off the rails. It's hard to tell what is causing it, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was something like dementia. You've done everything you can. Unfortunately, there comes a time when you need to do what you can to save yourself. As the saying goes, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Our next story is, ticket site says strictly 15 plus? Of course I'll bring my baby to an adult comedy show and then complain to the media when I get kicked out. I will say, it should have been on the venue to ask the woman to leave when the baby started becoming a disruption, instead of Arge having to do it. But at the end of the day, do not take your babies to shows that have strict age rules and then complain when you're asked to leave. Arge was...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
Storytime is sponsored by BetterHelp. Nearly everyone at some point in their life will struggle with their mental health, whether that's something stressful at work, in a personal relationship, or something else. I know that I really struggled with anxiety in my early 20s, and therapy was a massive help for me. That's why I'm a massive fan of therapy, and today's sponsor, BetterHelp. If there is anything in your life, big or small, that is negatively affecting you, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. It's an online therapy service that, after finishing a small questionnaire, will match you with a licensed therapist, where you can book appointments that match up with your schedule at any place or any time. And if you feel like you're not bonding with your therapist, you can switch at any point for free. Also, therapy isn't just if you're struggling with mental health. If you're looking for guidance or ways to improve your social skills, life, or relationships, it's a great judgment-free way of doing that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/StorytimePod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/StorytimePod. That's right. What about the other 700 people who paid for a ticket? Who brings a baby to a comedy show for adults anyway? Just get a babysitter or don't go. Update: the mom just appeared on ACA and the baby was disruptive and loudly crying through the whole interview, despite the woman trying to breastfeed the baby to keep it quiet. And that's in a completely quiet recording situation. You can just imagine what it would have been like in a loud theater. There's things that I'm kind of conflicted and hung up about on things like this because, one, I get that people who still have to take care of their babies may want to be able to partake in some stuff, but I think it just revolves around to being not considerate enough for literally every other person that's in that place. Mr. Lachie G wrote, "So firstly, she's claiming that she was asked to leave because of breastfeeding, which is just utter freaking nonsense. If she was breastfeeding, the kid would have kept quiet. Another argument that the Mother's Brigade has been rolling out over social media is the, oh, woe is me, is there nowhere I can go with my baby? The answer to that is yes, there is. There are plenty of places you can go. Wiggles concerts are filled with toddlers and babies. Go to the park, the beach, pretty much anywhere in public you can take your child. The only time it's an issue is when you take them somewhere inappropriate like a comedy show or a movie where the volume scares the poor kid and they start crying, thereby ruining the experience for the other people who are there. Secondly, apparently babies are allowed, but the parents are asked to sit in the back, so if the child starts fussing, they can leave quickly and easily. She did not do that, she was sat at the front. Thirdly, she said she had the baby at a Dave Hughes performance and it went fine. They even said he worked it into his routine. Okay, so you know it's a distraction for the comedian performing, and you decided to do it again. I've not been to an Arj Barker show, but I know that he does tend to do a short pause before dropping a punchline, as many comedians do. A baby crying or making noise would certainly disrupt that, especially if the audience is quiet waiting for the punchline. Fourthly, why not just get a babysitter? Easy enough to do, just pump some milk and done. Probably don't need more than a bottle or two. You're only gone for 2 to 3 hours tops. Happens all the time in daycare centers. So yeah, if your child isn't ready to transition to a bottle, then perhaps they aren't ready for a freaking comedy show. I had a dear friend recently decline an invitation to an event because she had a 4-month-old and knew it would be a nightmare because he wasn't ready for an event. They had done a trial by going to one of their parents' houses for dinner, and yeah, didn't work out so well. So she declined because of that. That is a responsible mother. This comedy show attending mother, not so much. Finally, she's a selfish individual who was more than happy to ruin the experience for everybody else in the audience, and even when asked to leave and offered a refund, still took to the media and put them on blast. No, lady, you're the one who should be on blast. Leave your kids at home. Our next story is Update 2, entitled Mother-in-Law Can't Believe She Will Have to Pay for Her Own Housing. We moved her into the apartment a week ago. It's been so nice to have our peace and quiet back. We deep cleaned the room and bathroom she used. So gross. So everything is great for us, but of course, she's already trying to sabotage the situation. As for the moving process, she acted like she was weak and dying the whole time. We did it all for her, including finding her a really nice used recliner chair. She paid for it but didn't come to the store with us because she was so weak. She got a great setup, but she still hasn't slept at all and doesn't like it. Now she doesn't even like the recliner for unspecified reasons, claiming her old one was better. It was so dirty when she moved in with us that we wouldn't allow it to come inside. We eventually tossed it. The new one is categorically better. Here's the worst part. It's a no-smoking building. It's in big, bold text in the lease. She knows this. She hasn't smoked inside in a long time anyway, so we figured she's used to it, and I wasn't going to let her turn down the apartment because of it. We found a cheap table and set up a smoking area outside, away from the building, and where she doesn't have to do any steps up or down. One neighbor's already talked to her about smoke coming in his window and move the table further out, so I already know someone in the building isn't cool with smoke. We went one morning to bring her some things and she was outside smoking, but as soon as she saw us, she said, "Guys, I smoked inside." I guess she knew we'd be able to tell from the smell. She played dumb about the rule and we reiterated it very clearly and reiterated in no uncertain terms that if she gets kicked out, she will not move back in with us. She claims some guys told her that everyone smokes inside and they don't care. Husband went over again a few days later and she was clearly about to light up inside, but claimed she was just getting ready to go outside. Then yesterday we talked to her about it again and she just kept making excuses. What about when it snows and rains? It's spring and very dry here. Why is that relevant? Well, in the morning I need a cigarette and my coffee and I have to do my pills. I guess it's too hard to go outside somewhere in that sequence of events? My husband and I both lost our cool. If you get your dumb butt kicked out, you're going to be homeless. You won't just be smoking in the rain and snow, you'll be living in it. It's like she supposedly hears us, but either doesn't believe us, or literally is so screwed up in her brain that she thinks her need to smoke a cigarette inside is actually more important than ensuring she has a roof over her head. Ugh. I feel for OP because you can tell how much they do care. They're still going over there and trying to help as much as they can. How exhausting must it be to see somebody that you've helped out so much continue to disregard the main advice you're trying to give them and risk ending up thrown out on the street and knowing you're going to have to just accept that? Affectionate Tap 1967 wrote, "She is deliberately smoking inside to get herself evicted so she can move back in with you." Our next story is, my dad is claiming I'm keeping his granddaughter from him. I have a beautiful 2.5-month-old baby. My dad started fighting with me because I refused to leave her alone with him until he shows me he can take care of her. Change diaper, feed from bottle, warm up breast milk, etc. We had a huge fight, there was yelling, and when I told him the next day that I can't do this anymore because it's preventing me from caring for my baby properly, he complained that I'm putting her over my relationships with him. Duh. So I told him she is more important, and I will talk to him when he doesn't need me 24/7 and blocked him. My mom came over a few times the next week, and eventually asked if she can come over with my dad so he can see her. I said yes, he came over, threw a fit that she's asleep, and left. The next day I was at my parents' house with her while my dad was at work. I was downstairs in the living room with her when he came back home early. My mom offered him to wash his hands and hold her, something we also fought over, and he just stomped angrily upstairs. And when mom went to talk to him, he apparently wanted her to bring my baby to him without me. I obviously refused because she's so small, and I don't trust him even with mom's supervision, and he's now claiming I'm keeping her away from him. To be honest, maybe I should. Edit, I require anyone and everyone who wants to help with my daughter to show me that they can care for her. Taking care of a baby, especially an infant, has changed so much in the past.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
...10 years, let alone the 30 years since I was that age. All of the other grandparents, my mom and in-laws, were happy to help around and didn't mind having to show me that they can care for her. My dad is the only one who refused and was insulted by it. He wouldn't even change her diaper regardless of how I phrased it. If he won't show me that he can care for her while I'm away for an hour, then I can't trust him. Additionally, in this specific case, he insisted I stay out of the room while he holds her, which is just a very strange request. I wasn't keeping her away from him. He was welcome to hold her under my supervision. He just refused to have me there, so I didn't let him hold her. If something does not seem right to you, especially in regards to your 2.5-month-old kid, and especially the people who are supposedly taking care of them or looking after them, I don't blame OP for turning anybody away in that situation. Milo Mirai 68 wrote, "Tell him, I grew up, your house, your rules, that's fine. You need to understand, my baby, my rules. If not following them keeps you from her, that's on you, not me." Our next story is, told my entire family that they should not concern me with who I freak. I, 18-year-old male, was in a high school relationship for over 4 years when I was 13 to 17 years old. It was highly toxic. During these times together, I was miserable. Her, 19-year-old female, family hated me so bad for no apparent reason. However, my family really liked this girl. Like, really liked her. They would always ask about her, and I guess it was nice having your family like your partner. But at the time, I was hiding the fact that I was completely miserable with her. My dad, 49-year-old male, liked her because she's also a Catholic. My stepmom, 34-year-old female, liked her because she can cook. My little sisters liked her because she had many palms she would bring with her every time she comes over. The only one who understood me was my mom, 45-year-old female. I live with her, so I guess she could tell whenever I get stressed because of the relationship, and she could see that I wasn't really happy with her. Although my mom never told me to break up with her, just that to make sure I was happy myself. I broke up with her, long story short. Fast forward to a few months later to last October, and I met a new girl. One thing to describe her, she genuinely makes me the happiest person on earth due to multiple things. My mom could tell she makes me really happy, and I just look better than I was with my ex. However, the more I talk about her to my dad and stepmom, the more I realize they may not be as happy with my newfound girl. They wouldn't listen to my stories about her like they would excitedly get about my ex. But then my dad told our entire family about how he doesn't like this new girl, and even got his brother, my uncle, to try to get me to stay away from her. They tried setting me up with multiple girls, and every time we go out together and there's a girl that seems to be my age, they would try to get me to walk up to her to get her number and to just hang out. Complete disregard of my current girlfriend. They thought that I was that desperate for girls, and that I just don't like being chosen who I'm with, which I think is my complete choice, just angered me. Even my boomer grandpa told me he's okay with anyone so long as they make me happy. We were having dinner a few weeks ago with the whole extended family, and when we were at the dinner table, they told me to find someone better, and someone who fits me better. After dinner, we went to the living room and sat there. They, dad and uncle, cornered me again about girls, and how I should find a better one. That got me to my breaking point, and I just stood up and said, "Why does it concern you who I do and do not freak?" And trust me, I did emphasize on the F word. Then the whole room became quiet until my grandpa laughed and told my family that they shouldn't care too much about this stuff. My dad brought me to the yard and we had a massive argument, and he told me I had embarrassed him in front of the whole family and that I should go home and think about what I'd done. So I drove home, and so that was it. I haven't talked to him or went back to his house. So what do? Love the fact that my dad thinks I have all the riz to walk up to any girl and get her number. May have worked for you when you were younger and was living in a town with a population of 10. The reason why my dad hates her is unclear, although he told my mom about it apparently, and my mom told me that I shouldn't worry because it's not a big deal. I have told my girlfriend about this. I tried keeping her away from this at first, but then I realized how she might appreciate to know, because I know how much being hated by your future in-laws feel. I told her, while it would make me really sad, she was welcome to leave or stay depending on how she feels. And if she stayed, I will fight for her until I enter my grave. We teared up together and it kept her up for a few nights, but it was fine after a while. She's the best. Everything I have to say is completely in line with what Freakout1015 wrote. They said, "If she makes you happy, that's all that matters. I'm assuming she's a good person or you wouldn't be with her. Maybe you should go low contact with the rest of your family for a while, except for Grandpa, and listen to Mom, she knows the score. Good thing you live with her and not your dad." Our next story is, parents not letting me move out, 23-year-old female, need advice. Currently 23-year-old female, just newly graduated. I've been living with roommates the past few years, and it's been hard for my mental health moving back in with my family. They constantly want to know what I'm doing, where I am, track my location, etc., and will get upset if I go out too much. For context, just finished school 2 weeks ago, and have been hanging out with my friends slash my boyfriend on the weekends only. I feel like I also walk on eggshells in the house, as my mom has anger problems, and every few weeks her and my dad will have a screaming match slash throw things at each other, etc., and whenever that isn't happening, they make snide remarks and insults at each other. So it's just a matter of time waiting for the next fight to happen. I have about $6,000 in savings, and my boyfriend offered to let me move in with him for $1,250 Canadian a month. I'll be studying for my licensure exam for the next 3 months while working full-time to ensure my savings don't deplete too fast. My parents are very against this, as they think moving in prior to marriage is wrong, and they say I can't take care of myself, slash I'm not good at housework, so he won't want me because I'm useless, or I should be financially independent as a woman first. My parents hate that I'd be giving money to his family, as his mom owns the condo he rents, and they're guilt-tripping me into staying, saying things like they're living off savings slash they're broke, family comes first, and I shouldn't give away my hard-earned money to some other person to help pay off their mortgage. My dad doesn't have a good earning job, and my mom is a stay-at-home mom who takes care of the house. They didn't put a single cent towards my education, other than my dad paying gas to drive me home sometimes during school breaks and helping me move out of my university house. But they're saying because I'm family and they spend a lot of money raising me, I need to get a job soon and put that money towards the family to help. They'll be charging me market rent, or just below once I get a nursing job. I just want to hear some unbiased opinions if it's okay for me to move out. I know my parents are toxic, but it's also hard to differentiate what's right and wrong because this is how I was raised. I think at this point in your life, you have to be able to identify what's right and what's realistic for you. I think if in every way it makes sense that you can support yourself financially and move in with the boyfriend and it seems like a good thing that'll make you happy, you can't let your parents control you and keep you at home or keep you paying them. You don't really want them to stunt your life when it's just beginning. McFlame13 wrote, "Move in with your boyfriend, as there's a good chance that when you move out, and since you'll no longer be paying your controlling parents, your mother will have to get a job to help pay bills. I also suggest going low contact with your parents once you move out, and make sure they have zero access to any of your accounts." Our next story is Mother Goes Paranoid. So I'm a 30-year-old male, and my mom has changed over the last year or two. When she became a part of this new Christian church down the street from us, I thought nothing of it. It was closer and it was pretty enjoyable. The pastor there was cool in a way that I thought he could relate. He built computers and ran a game room on the side, and he liked to drive fast. However, my mom took an avid part in the church, so much that she was basically the one to set up, check, and oversee everything organized or ordered and repaired. What was the problem was that now our apartment had become a hub for almost everyone to come into our private lives, as my mom was heavily raised on an open door type of neighborly attitude, and unfortunately this has led to her being enveloped in every conversation people would want to have in church groups, including the kind that come of controversial. Over a couple of years, she changed a lot in her private habits, including what she watched, sometimes took food advice from people at the church, and most importantly, began to ask more political questions, while also stating more political idealism around to me. I don't know if she's always believed these things, as I keep my hobbies separate from her, and she's always respected that. Most of the time, it's because either it opens up to a discussion about how these activities won't get you anywhere, or you should try to read your Bible more. That will help get you through more than those video games. I play one video game at most, and even then, I've stopped playing it recently. However, one new hobby I've broken into is Dungeons & Dragons. A couple of years ago, I ran into a convention room holding a D&D event, and I've loved it ever since. I started looking around where I live and found a trading card store that has D&D sessions on a weekly basis. Joining it, I finally got the social connection I was lacking for a long time. Being able to interact with people my age and enjoy the same games, anime, and whatnot was a breath of fresh air I never knew I needed. Not to mention I was able to express creativity that was sorely lacking. It got to the point where I found the passion to try and start my own story YouTube channel. My mom was supportive of it, finally happy that I was making friends and going out. However, as her idealism started to become more public to me, I was getting concerned that she would become the kind of religious person with some toxic views. This first became noticeable to me when she asked about my opinion about teaching gender pronouns to kids. I've never heard her ask about things like this, and we always kind of keep our personal interests to each other, unless one of us asked. Then it started to get to the point where she basically volunteered me to work on the media of my church. I usually came along to church 2 to 3 times a month anyway, so I wasn't really upset. Besides, it opened up my love for photography again. However, just 2 days ago, I was printing out something for my D&D games. It was basically some guide notes for a One Piece themed D&D, and I forgot to get it off the printer, and my mom ended up seeing it. Now, I'm sure at this point some of you know about the stigma Christians have had with Dungeons & Dragons, including a certain movie trying to demonize it, but I never believed my mom would believe that, especially since she used to play Mortal Kombat with me and my brother, and still loves action movies like Taken or Jason Bourne. However, I did not trust some of the church people, especially a certain pair, so I gave her the basic explanation of what we were doing, a tabletop role-playing game. I had hoped that this would satisfy her curiosity, and also if she told anyone at the church, it wouldn't be too nosy about it. But sadly, it would not last as she sees the word devil from devil fruits, and basically goes on a tangent that I'm inviting evil and negative things into my soul. I tried to explain it to her that this was just a game, that none of it is actually bringing in evil, and the part that I printed out was actually talking about haki and how to gain techniques in using it. Funnily enough, Haki is training one's will and spirit, and I thought she would see interest in that. But unfortunately, that only made it worse, as they thought that I wasn't getting enough Bible reading into me that I needed to rely on that, which I told her wasn't true. Seeing all the stigma that I read coming to life, I just shut her out, not wanting what has actually happened to others in this to happen to me. I'd hope that she would remember that this has been healthy for me because it's allowed me to socialize and it was constructive. Not to mention, she still watches action movies with shooting in it, so I don't know where she thinks I'm letting in evil. Today, however, she demands that I come with her to Bible study night tonight, and she wants me to bring the papers with me. I knew where this was going and it threw me off all day. I knew what her plan was, to show this to the church group and find people to back her up and try to talk me down like I was on drugs. But I steeled myself and told myself that if she actually did that, that I would just walk out. I mean, what was she gonna do? Stop me? But it was even worse. When we arrived, she told me to go to the youth study group. My mind, still hoping that she wasn't gonna do this to me, thought she was talking about young adults. But no, it was kids, and I mean 8-year-olds to 16-year-olds. The only other adult other than the study leader, who was older than me, was her 21-year-old son. Something inside me snapped. I've dealt with a lot of frustrating things my mom has done, but this was truly the most disrespect I have ever felt in my life from her. She couldn't even give me the courtesy to have me sit with the old people and do this. No, it had to be kids. I stormed out, holding in my anger, and almost felt compelled to storm into the chapel and yell at her. Instead, I just went home, where I'm typing this out right now while she's probably wondering where I am. I had a long sob about this after complaining about this to my sister, and I'm seriously thinking about moving out to her if my mom comes home and tries to rip into me about leaving. I don't know what will happen, but I have no intention of being treated like this and just taking it. Sadly, I think OP and their mom are just so ideologically separated now, I don't know how you're ever going to be able to be on the same level together anymore. And really, it is kind of funny how hypocritical it is, where they're going to tear apart anything that you're doing and demonizing it, and then turn around and watch movies with murder in it and say, oh no, it's fine, it's just, it's fake, it's not real. It takes me back to when I was a kid and I was really into Yu-Gi-Oh, so I go over to a neighborhood friend, and they say that they can't play it because it has stuff like spellcraft, wizardry, witches. That's where I also discovered they weren't allowed to watch Harry Potter. I thought it was just the craziest thing. But with that being said, that's all the time we have for today. Now, if you want to hear another absolutely crazy entitled parent story, check out that video on the left. Or if you missed my latest video, check out that video on the right. That said, I'll see you all next time with some more stories.